الحمد لله والكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. There are two things that we wish to discuss now. One is in the past, that is the Mu'tamar that took place, and one is in the future, that is the Islahi Jalsa that is going to take place, inshallah. With regard to both, because we are not fully aware what it is, because of our ignorance, because our misgivings, or perhaps our minds are poisoned, so we have different thoughts, and the result is that we lose out. Because of that, we lose out tremendously. Like, for example, with regard to the Mu'tamar, many of us have misgivings, many people, our minds are poisoned, etc., and we have misgivings. And then we were negative about the whole thing. But whoever was present, whether it was the madrasa people, students, ustads, or whether it was the public of Azadwell, of South Africa, or the ulama that came from around the world, and the people from around the world, all saw what great, great benefits there were in the Mu'tamar. For one thing, which we had explained, that our ulama of India, especially Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasim al-Ulum al-Khairat, and also all the ulama of Deoband, which the ulama of the other parts of the world didn't know, especially the Arab ulama, it was our duty to go and inform them who they are, what they stand for. But unfortunately, as the spiritual children, we miserably failed in this. It was our faras, as the spiritual children, to inform them. And what they think happened, that the ulama of Saudi, ulama of Medina, Allah put this fikr in them. And they came to us and asked us, who are your ulama? That we have heard they are so great people, who are they? So what an opportunity that was brought right into on our doorstep, right into our home. They informed them of a faraz that what we had to do and we could not do. And then, alhamdulillah, and many other aspects also. But by the Mu'tamar taking place, the people were astounded that how much of, for example, the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat are in the world. And especially in the Arab world. And not only Arab world, but Saudi Arabia. Commonly we equate Arabs with Salafis, that all Arabs are Salafis. And especially Saudi Arabia, the Arabs from there are all Salafis. Whereas this was a mirth that was completely broken. How many ulama of Saudi, especially of the place Ahsa, were here? And just imagine that the ulama, hear my words clearly, of Saudi Arabia, they had this misconception that the ulama of Deoband do not accept and believe in tasawwuf. The ulama of Saudi had this misconception about us. But they say by the coming year, they realize that not only do the ulama of Deoband qaid and accept tasawwuf, but the correct and the pure tasawwuf they accept. And they were so happy about it. And they were down-to-earth people, very simple, straightforward people, very down-to-earth. And they mixed here with our ulama, here in our masjid, and they were so happy with the environment here. And not only that, they asked the syllabus of the madrasa. One alim, Arab alim, wants to go, he says, while he was here during the few days of the Mu'tamar, during the night he was dreaming, during the day he was daydreaming of establishing a Darul Uloom like this in his country. Then on the Thursday night, the first program, the Sheikh Muhyiddin took the whole delegation that had come to the Markaz in Johannesburg, to the Tablighi Markaz. And then they had talks there, they discussed there, etc. And one mufti of one of the states of Russia, Soviet Union. And after they gained their independence, the worst thing that could happen, the Salafis stormed these states. And with their notion of purification and tazkiyah of aqidah, etc. And these are all Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat people. And their system, according to Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, and the Salafis wanted to go and change them completely, which caused a very big uproar in all those states. And then the mufti in those countries is in charge of all the religious affairs of the country. He banned all religious groups from outside, including Tabligh Jamaat, that nobody, no group from outside in the name of religion can come here and do any work of religion. And but when he came here and he saw what is Tabligh Jamaat, he said, going there, the first thing I'm going to do is open the doors for Tabligh Jamaat. That he has seen now what the true Tabligh Jamaat is. So how great benefits were accumulated during these few days. Then there was a senior lecturer of Azhar, the University of Cairo, and he said, had I known this is a conference of ulama of Deoband, I would never have attended this. And his one student who wrote a thesis for his doctorate, and the subject of the thesis was the fear of ulama of Deoband, that the ulama of Deoband are kafirs because of their practices, because of their beliefs. And he passed that thesis and he gave that student a distinction. He said, if I knew this was a conference of ulama of Deoband, I should not have come here. But he says, Allah shukar, I didn't know. And now that I've come and I've seen who the ulama of Deoband are and what they stand for, he says, my complete viewpoint has changed. And I realize now who the ulama of Deoband are. The bayans that were given, in which it was explained who the ulama of Deoband are, what they believe in Tawheed, what their yaqeen is, sunnat, ittiba of sunnat, etc. And how strong members of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat they are. In fact, this was a thing that we would have expected, such a mu'tamar, such a convention, which should have been initiated by ulama from Pakistan, from India, from Indonesia, from Malaysia, that for the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat to come together in one place. And to show the world how strong Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat is. Because what happens commonly, like a mosquito, when it wants to attack you, then it makes a big noise before. And normally it gets killed before it can even attack you. Whereas a bed bug, that khatman, that comes very quietly, does its work, and it goes away already. Then you realize, oh, I've been bitten. Afterwards, after the damage is done. So just like that, the people of Baqi, they make a big noise. Whether it is Salafis, whether it is Shias, whether it is Qadianis, and many times we also get overwhelmed. Oh, Salafis are gone too much, they're doing a lot of things and that. Shias are everywhere, they are propagating their religion. But this is all in media, a big noise like a mosquito. It is in the TV, it is in newspapers, etc. And on the ground, yeah, it is the work, like for example, how many Darul Ulooms are running. Nowhere in the media, nowhere in TV it comes, nowhere on YouTube and all these things it comes. Quietly, Makatib, how much? Tabligh Jamaat, how many Jamaats are moving throughout the world? How many Ijtimas are taking place? How many thousands of people gather? But nowhere in the TV, nowhere in the media. Quietly they are doing their work. So this work of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, we also thought that, oh, Shias are now overwhelming, Salafis are overwhelming. But alhamdulillah, by this mu'tamar we saw that the ulama of Saudi, that how much of them, in fact this ulama of Ahsa in Saudi, they had an objection, as I mentioned just now about the ulama of Deoband, that we don't believe in tasawwuf. So just see that by this coming together, how many things got cleared. And one big thing that we came to realize, the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat is undoubtedly the Sawad-e-Azam in the world. They are the strongest group in the world. And all these others are small, little, insignificant groups. So this, alhamdulillah, great, great benefits. And the mixing of especially one particular program Sheikh Muhyiddin also kept was what he called ikhtilat, to mix with one another. And he made sure that these great, great ulama who come, that they don't be confined in their rooms in their free time, but that they make ikhtilat with the others. And alhamdulillah, those brothers, Maulana Nanabai, Maulana Muhammad Saliji, Maulana Yusuf Tutla, all these people who are very much Jamaat inclined, they took full opportunity of mixing with the people. and explaining to them further the work of tabligh. And in their free time they came to know what the ulama of Deoband etc. stand for. So this was a resounding success in every way. So alhamdulillah, this was a thing that by Allah Ta'ala, we didn't ask for this mu'tamar to be held here, and we were apprehensive also, we were also worried and concerned of what we heard, what took place in Istanbul, etc. And we took our precautions as much as we could. But alhamdulillah, how well the mu'tamar went, the results came out so exceptionally well, more than we could ever imagine also. And then a real one of the reasons, our ustads in the madrasa went out of their way. It was holiday time, they didn't take 1 minute's holiday also. They stayed here all the time. And they worked so hard all the time, day and night they were concerned. And there were so many ustads who really, they sleeping also, wherever they just got a chance, they lied down and they slept for a few minutes or a few hours or something. But they were all the time on the ball. This made it very successful. And then our students, mashallah, those who stayed, and those, all the guests were exceptionally impressed with the madrasa itself also. One person, one great alim, and he says, I attend many of these mu'tamars, conventions, and usually we stay in hotels. And I don't get sleep in the comfort of all that hotels. But yeah, as I came in, the peace of mind and contentment I got, and the sleep that I got here. And then seeing our students, the akhlaq of the students, the khidmat of the students, and in the students there were those who are mashallah always on the forefront. And they mixed with them and they made the khidmat, and they were so impressed with the students also. That the tarbiyat of the students in this zamana can be done like this. And they are so much in khidmat. Another great benefit the students who were here got, they mixed and they met with all these great, great ulama. And not only that, mashallah, some of them up to from 6 great, great ulama, muhaddithin, they took ijazat of hadith also. Some of them even from more outside. So those who are present here and took advantage, where will you get a chance to go and meet even the 6 great muhaddithin in the world? You'll have to travel from one corner of the world to the other, from there to another corner of the world to go and meet them and get time to get appointment with them, get ijazat. Yeah, Allah brought them all together in one place. And then from here, they got the ijazas also. What a great thing from such great muhaddithin. And these ulama, we don't have a misconception about them. Wallah, I can say that all the Arab ulama I saw, all of them were very thin, were very weak, and the elderly people. There was the one sheikh of Morocco, over 90 years, extremely pious person. And for such people, arrangements were made for wheelchairs. But so many weak people came, frail, thin people, that they had to arrange even more wheelchairs for them. And these people were extremely pious. And they were people down to earth. In fact, the transport that was arranged to the markaz from here to the school where in the hall where the programs were taking place, they traveled by bus. It's not that they were in great some luxury and some limousines or some cars like that were arranged for them. The others, they were more elderly, for them it was arranged. But generally for all, it was buses by which they were traveling to and fro from the hall, etc. So alhamdulillah, this was a thing. And also we should learn that when what we just hear, don't just accept everything. Find out properly what is it. Yeah, from sitting here, I did try and explain to the students that our minds that have been poisoned, it isn't like that. It is something completely different. And alhamdulillah, the whole mu'tamar is completed, and we saw with our eyes that what a resounding success it was, and what great benefits. Maulana Muhammad Sariji phoned me and he told me there were some be'usulis also. There were things also, but he said the benefit of it far outweighs the harm that was there. And the great benefits, and as far as aqidah, as far as unity, as far as the ulama of Ahl Sunnah of the world being on one platform together. In fact, what occurred to me suddenly during the days of the martyrs, And I said this also, that I just suddenly this thought came, that what we couldn't dream about to get ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they were predominantly Hanafi ulama, they were Shafis also, Malikis also, Hanbalis also, all the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in our dream we couldn't see them gather in one place. But yeah, Shaykh Muhyiddin made it a reality which we saw with our eyes. We were awake, we were not sleeping. And ulama of the world called from the Europe countries, from the Eastern countries, from the Middle East countries, from ulama of the world, of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all in one place. Meeting with muhabbat and meeting with the happiness and kindness, making du'as, giving nasihat to one another, discussing with one another. We can't, even now, for us, we can't dream about such a thing. But yeah, alhamdulillah, Allah brought it a reality. Very fortunate were those people who were part and parcel of this and who benefited from it. Like the students who got ijazah from great, great muhaddithin from around the world. May Allah Ta'ala open our eyes and take benefit from the things in which they are benefit for us. Now coming in about just 2 weeks' time will be our Islahi Jalsa. This is another opportunity of benefiting very greatly. Also with regard to Islam and the tasawwuf, many of us have got misgivings. And we think it's not important, not necessary. Some of us think it's a bid'at also. It's something new, all innovations, etc. Whereas the Quran Sharif speaks so many places of tazkiyah, of making our tazkiyah. The Quran Sharif speaks of sohbat. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. How to be with these people. Yeah, also our minds are poisoned, that in these times there are no more sadiqeen, there are no more true Allah wala. When the Quran says كُونُوا مَا sadiqeen, and the Quran is still the day of Qiyamah, then naturally there will have to be sadiqeen. Allah will make sure that there are sadiqeen present all the time. But it is Shaitan's ploy that he puts in our mind that indeed there were great buzurgs in the past. Now there is nobody. When the next era of history will come, those people will say that now in the past there were great buzurgs. Now there is nobody. So this is Shaitan's work. What he does also, for example, he tells you that there is a great buzurg, but he says, this is nothing, he is nobody. And then when he dies, then he, oh, what a great buzurg. Then he makes you put a big tablet by his cover, that Muhyi Sunnah, and what big, big alqab they will write there. Then Shaitan will make you will make sajda at the cover. While he was alive, Shaitan will tell you, oh, he's nothing, he's just a person like you, nahnu rijal, wahum rijal, who are they? They nobody, they nothing. And when you die, then you put, oh, very great buzurg. Now when you can't benefit from him, when he's dead, then Shaitan makes you write big, big letters on his qabr. And this was such a great buzurg, and he was such a great buzurg. And but now he's dead, now you can't benefit. So this is all Shaitan. So the Islahi Jalsa that is coming is also extremely important. We know you are starting your exams in this week. You will be finished just before the Islahi Jalsa. And students normally like a little break to refresh again before we start our studies. But take this opportunity and attend the programs. From the madrasa side, they will decide and do. And what they have decided, that certain programs, they will make it that all the students must be here. So it's not too heavy for the students also. That they don't have to be here for all the programs. But certain programs, they must be here. Of course, namazes, we have to be here and decide that certain programs. But my advice to all and my encouragement, try and attend all the programs. And remember this, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jaga. This dunya is a place to make effort, endless effort all the time, untiring effort. Qabar sone ki jaga. When you go to the qabar, you'll get in nafsi. Don't worry, your sleep will be completed in the qabar. Or jannat maze urane ki jaga. And jannat you'll go for enjoyment.
great, great enjoyment you will get here. This is the place of effort. So though you will be making great effort, you will get tired studying, writing your exams, etc. But you get your rest also in between, and then try and attend the programs also. Try and attend all the programs, you will benefit tremendously. And also, alhamdulillah, through this, the Friday bayan before the Mu'tamar, Sheikh Muhyiddin wanted myself to give the bayan, and the reason he wanted to show the Arab ulama our system of Juma. He's so impressed by it, and all this is not started by him, but his father, Sheikh Muhammad Awama, and his Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda. Allah had chosen him, and he had a very close connection with our ulama of India and Pakistan. He has written a great kitab also, in which extensively he has quoted on the lives of our ulama. So from there it washed down onto his father, Maulana Muhammad Awama, who was also a great muhaddith, the greatest Hanafi alim in Madinatul Munawwara. And alhamdulillah, I met him, we were together in Deoband. When I also happened to go, he also happened to be there, and we were together there. And that was the first time I met him also. And from there, his son, Sheikh Muhyiddin, he also came to know who the ulama of Deoband are. When he traveled to India, to Darul Uloom, Deoband, Saharanpur, Lucknow, to all our big madaris, they saw who, and now it came in him that the world must know who these great ulama are. So this was a great opportunity, and we all benefited tremendously. Similarly, the Islahi Jalsa is also a great, great opportunity. Again, those of us who will want to go away from the madrasa, we want to go home anywhere else, and everything is happening here in our madrasa, and we go away, we are just depriving ourselves. And if we will be here present properly, with heart and soul, open your heart, open your mind, and be present, inshallah you will see what the great benefits are. So, about that Juma, then they said I must speak. So I was wondering, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And I spoke on tazkiyah, the importance of tazkiyah. And most of the ulama that were here were the Arab ulama. And they all appreciated it very, very much. The importance of tazkiyah and how necessary it is. And really, the whole thing that came, ulum, Allah Ta'ala has given in the whole world. Some countries, some individuals have got more, some people have got less. But the thing that made ulama human shine out was tazkiyah and tasawwuf. That this is the thing that made the ulama of Yemen shine out, that the Arab ulama of Madinatul Munawwara, they are highlighting the ulama of Yemen. Hey, why? It is this one thing, one great feature, and that is of tazkiyah and Islam. If we will bring that in our lives, wherever we will go in the world, inshallah, not only will we shine, and that's not important also, but through us, Allah will make deen shine. The people of the world will benefit, not by words, not by flowery lectures, but by the reality, and that is of akhlaq, that is of amal, that is of aqaid, etc., which Allah has blessed the ulama of Deoband with. So inshallah, with the Islahi Jalsa coming, take full part in it. We are making some allowances, but you, from your side, try and be here fully, all the students, and take full part in it. You will only stand to benefit tremendously. Like from the Islahi Jalsa, those students who stayed, about 150 or so, how they benefited. And now with this also, those who will stay and will take part, you will benefit. Otherwise, it's happening right here in your madrasa, and you don't benefit. What a sad case it is. These great ulama who came just to see them, just to meet them, was such a great thing. Hey? And Allah Akbar, one more thing, I'll just end on that. Qari Abdullah made some namaz, and then like here also, which we don't know. He said that, اِعْتَدِلُوا أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ etc. So one Hanafi alim, Arab alim told him, this is not according to Hanafi mazhab. This is according to Shafi mazhab, you say that. Or the other mazhabs, Hanbali. But according to Hanafi mazhab, where the Mukabbir says, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, after that it is permissible to start your namaz, Allahu Akbar. Why is he still saying, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرَ لَا إِلَّا إِلَّا اللَّهُ. You can already start. And it is not sunnah according to Hanafi mazhab to say that أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ اِعْتَدِلُوا etc. This we are not aware of. Our Hanafi mazhab, we think we know our Hanafi mazhab. He said this is not according to Hanafi mazhab. So just see how strong they are on the Hanafi mazhab. We think that they are Salafis, etc. But they are so strong on mazhab, on Shafi mazhab, on Hanafi mazhab. So we should understand this and take benefit from wherever we can. The rightful benefit take you from there. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our deen properly and to benefit properly in every way. Wa akhiru da'wana.